Hey Ian, what's up?
Welcome to WrestleMania!
The greatest show of all time, yeah.
Everybody knows me, Ian, Perpetual Comedy. Why don't you introduce yourself, Jeff? You've done probably more podcasts with me than anyone.
Awesome. Oh yeah. I am the JRP from the 315, and if you don't know, well, Google me.
How you been? How you doing good?
I'm doing good. Just can't believe it's been a year since I broke my teeth.
Yeah. You doing better since then, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lawnmower cart couldn't even take me out, so.
Yeah, you're a tough son of a bitch. So, before we, this podcast is going to be, we're going to be doing night one of WrestleMania yep. predictions. But before we get into that, outside of WWE, have you heard any, like, what's the hot take on wrestling? What's new outside of WWE?
The WWE induction class of 2023, I should say, induction was tonight. Congrats to Stacy Keibler, referee Tim White, The Great Muta, Andy Kaufman, and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it seems like that the Hall of Fame, it was a little light this year.
Yeah, usually they induct a tag team in there.
Yeah, we're like one or two more people. I don't know, it didn't seem like there was a lot.
Yeah, but Stacy Keibler got inducted by Mick Foley and her friend Tori Wilson. Andy Kaufman got inducted by Jerry the King Lawler and Jimmy Hart, and his family got the award. The Great Muta got inducted by Ric Flair, and I think Rey Mysterio is getting inducted by Conan.
You got a good memory.
Yes.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, I was watching that before I popped on here.
Right. So what, AEW, MJF, nothing new with that, right?
No, I haven't really watched AEW. I'm more into like NWA, the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan, who owns it.
That's right. You told me about that. Yeah. He started his own promotion. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's what's going on around that. But all right, let's talk about night one of WrestleMania, and I'm gonna do the match from start, and then I'll end with the what I think will be the main event, which is the Charlotte Flair match. So let's start with Austin Theory. Like, he's been kind of like mocking the old John Cena with the United States Championship. That's how this kind of rivalry started. And what's your take on it with what they're doing with them two?
Oh man, I've been a huge John Cena fan since he slapped Kurt Angle and said screamed ruthless aggression, and he follows me on Twitter at Plistrong _315 if you guys want to follow me.
That's awesome, man.
I retweet a bunch of stuff, and I can't wait till the second season of the Peacemaker come out on HBO Max. So hopefully that comes.
I gotta watch that.
Oh man, it is.
Actually,
funny.
Me and my fiance, we were talking about watching that. She likes Cena. He's a good actor.
But I don't see Cena winning, because what's he got to gain by winning?
I don't think it's his last match, but he's certainly not going to walk out there with the title. I think this is a no-brainer, Austin Theory.
I think it's just passing the torch to
Austin Theory. He's clearly, this is completely to get Austin Theory over.
Yeah.
And it will, you know.
Yeah, because he, since John Cena and Austin Theory had their thing on, what was it, Raw something a couple weeks ago, he's been a new man. He's been, like, more ruthless.
Yeah, he's trying to mock his old image, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I got to go.
I like what they're doing with that, but all right, I guess we're both in agreement on that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's start with one of the tag team matches we have. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits, the Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders. All right, first of all, how did Strowman and Ricochet come to be?
I think they came to be during you have to go back and watch old WWE clips, but I think it happened. They were in a tournament to see who would face Gunther at a pay-per-view or something for the IC title. And Imperium got involved, and
so they kind of just like crossed paths around the time.
Yeah. Okay. And Alpha Academy, I don't see them winning this match because they're playing Otis with the Maxine something models or whatever the heck those are.
I love Otis though.
Yeah.
I love him.
Otis.
Like, I don't know how to compare him to someone, but like he's that lovable moron that everyone can relate to.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that describes his character completely. Or I mean his gimmick, but you know.
Oh yeah.
I like him. For this one, I don't see anyone pinning Braun Strowman.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go with my boys, the Viking Raiders. I've met them. I've taken pictures with them.
I would like them to get a push. I think they need to redesign the tag team belts.
Yes,
and I think each show needs one. Unless every superstar is on both shows, then they need to split up the titles again.
Yeah, like.
But I heard they're gonna bring back a. Cody wants to bring back the Winged Eagle and like.
Oh update. Yeah. I've actually seen a couple pictures.
I saw a couple too. It was like Cody's custom design.
Yeah.
But okay, so you're going with the Viking Raiders on this one?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the next match. I guess we'll go Rey Mysterio versus Dominic. And this has been building up for a long time, and it finally was confirmed a week ago that this match was happening.
Oh yeah, because they Dominic called his sister a stupid, dumb person, and he disrespected his mother on last week's SmackDown, and Ray just co-cocked him.
Yeah, I saw the clip of that.
And I do gotta say that Dominic needs to work on his craft a little bit, so I think he should go back to NXT for like a couple years.
Yeah, he's good in the ring, but he definitely needs to get better on the mic.
Yeah, because I don't believe this whole prison Dominic.
Oh, it's the whole he's a moron. That's the whole thing. You're like, I can't do time. You know what I mean? Like, he knows he's an idiot, and like that's the role he's playing. But like, I think he's doing good, but I don't think you're ever going to see them bring him back down. And it's not fair because he got to be at a place he didn't deserve. As much as guys have been doing it their whole lives.
Oh yeah, because his dad's a lucha legend.
Yeah, so this is a perfect case of it's not who you know, it's who you know. So, but do you think this is Ray's last match?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either, because if it was, I think it'd be advertised as so.
Yeah, I think they're going to do maybe a match at I think Backlash is the next pay-per-view after that. WrestleMania.
So I'm thinking I think they're not gonna let Dominic get this. I think they're gonna try to push him, you know.
Yeah, because you know, because tonight on SmackDown they had the Rey Mysterio give El Fantasma, if I'm saying that right, the NXT faction there, LWO Latino World Order t-shirts. So, and they pretty much established them as a stable. So,
okay. Yeah. You were just telling me about that earlier.
Yeah. So,
they need more stables and tag teams, like legit tag teams, not just like two individual guys thrown together. Like,
oh, yeah. Like Ricochet and Braun Strowman.
I heard a rumor that, what's the tag team? The Revival might be coming back.
Man, I've seen them wrestle live.
It's like poetry in motion.
Yeah, and I've seen Rey Mysterio and Dominic in the ring versus Bobby Lashley in a handicap match. I tried to get their autograph, but they completely dickheaded me. So
that's hard to hear that.
I love Rey Mysterio to death, and Dominic. I think he needs to go back to NXT or go to NXT for a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's going to happen, but he definitely needs more work.
But I think
he has a bright future though, but he just needs work.
I wish I was Eddie's son or something like that.
Yeah. He needs to get better on the mic.
But I think Dominic's gonna take this one.
Same here to
build up the story.
Okay, so far we have one disagreement. The Braun match. Okay, so all right, let's jump right in the next one, I guess. This is Logan Paul's last match on contract because it ends Saturday. That's why he's wrestling Saturday. But yeah, he said he doesn't want it to be his last match, and he's going against Mr. Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Logan has potential, definitely, to be.
Yeah, this is my take on it. I think Logan's going to sign a contract for, you know, multiple matches. He might even sign a long-term contract like a Brock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But I don't think this is going to be the first match between them because I think they're going to tear the house down. But I think Seth Rollins is going to win, and then Logan Paul will face him at Backlash.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, I'm going to go with Logan Paul. Even though I despise the dude, I think
he gets on my nerves, but he belongs in the ring. He's good.
But his spot with Ricochet at
that was awesome.
The Royal Rumble was awesome.
Yeah, that's why I got respect for him after that. We're
knocking Seth Rollins out with those punches.
Yeah,
I definitely say Logan on this one.
All right, I'm gonna go with Seth Rollins.
I think Seth Rollins is gonna win at Backlash though.
Yeah. Bye. My fiance's here, so don't talk about poopy and make like inappropriate comments.
All right.
Because you usually do that. No, I'm kidding. All right. So what? Becky Lynch and Lita, they're the tag champs. What's going on there?
Oh yeah, and Trish, Stratus, Bailey and Damage Control tried to attack Becky and Lita after they won the tag team titles from Io Sky and Dakota Kai, and which I love Dakota Kai. She's gorgeous.
I know she wrestles, but I haven't seen, like, she's new to me. I don't know who the hell she is. She came from like NXT, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She hasn't been on the roster long. She was let go, and then Triple H brought her back last WrestleMania, I think, or SummerSlam or somewhere around there on the Raw roster. And that totally shocked me too. I'm like, holy crap. But yeah, Trish Stratus saw everything going down a couple Raws ago. And so she came back and interfered, and it was just cool.
I heard some different rumors about what could possibly happen. I heard they want Becky and Trish at SummerSlam. So I think they're going to win here, but I think Becky's going to turn heel on Trish or Trish turn heel on her. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And
something like that.
I've been a big Trish fan since 2000, maybe.
Yeah, she's been wrestling for 20 years more.
When she tried to seduce Bubba Ray and... when she was with TNA or TNA or whatever the hell that
yeah it was it was Test and Albert.
Oh, speaking of Trish Stratus, it was confirmed on Val Venus's Instagram, because he did an Instagram live speaking of Trish Stratus, who was associated with Val Venus at one point, that WWE and Val Venus are gonna have a new figure coming out pretty soon.
A new figure?
Yeah, so he must have signed a Legends contract or something. So
maybe he shows up at WrestleMania for something.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in LA.
Oh, well, then, yeah, that gives it away right there.
Yeah, so
he'll be involved somehow. So who do you think's going to win this? Who's in Damage Control? So it's Dakota Kai?
Io Sky, Dakota Kai, Bailey.
Oh, Bailey. Okay, I know.
And I think Trish Stratus, Lita, and
Becky. Yeah,
Becky. I'm gonna have to go with Becky and Lita and Trish.
Yeah, all right. So we agree to that one. So
wait, is it a six woman tag team match or is it just a tag?
It's just a tag team match, I think.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna have to go with Lita and Becky.
So Usos versus KO and Sammy.
Oh, man, I've seen the Usos wrestle 2 times, but I'm going to have to swerve and go with Sammy and Kevin on this one.
Yeah, I think they are too.
Because I'm getting tired of the Uso bloodline.
Yeah, those belts are so ugly too. They look like toys. Like
yeah, either belt, either like design a new new belt for the Undisputed titles or just split them up.
They got to do something because it's getting really annoying. Because it's like, yeah. So, but anyway, this could be the main event. I don't think it's gonna be because I think they're gonna have the women's match be the main event. So Jeff's mommy won the Royal Rumble. I'm kidding, against Charlotte Flair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Since she lost against Flair before, I think she's gonna win this.
I only have one mommy, and that's Xenia did that so on YouTube. So
ah, I gotcha. So who do you think's gonna win this match?
Man, I think looking back at their history, Charlotte started this whole thing with this rivalry at a couple rumbles ago, I believe. Which I don't really know. So
yeah, because Charlotte beat her in WrestleMania for the NXT title.
So I'm gonna have to go with Rhea on this one.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're gonna push her as a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that wraps up the first night of WrestleMania predictions, and we'll be back in a couple minutes for night two. Is there anything else you want to add to night one? Do you think there's going to be any surprises, any legends show up?
All I got to say is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you just watched the Perpetual Comedy Podcast.
Goddamn right you did. All right, I'll talk to you in a few minutes, buddy.
All right, you got it.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
Or listening, actually. It's not watching. I wish you could watch. We don't have a camera. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.